Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and you got two games going on tonight at the exact same time with the Rangers starting before that. So you can get all your Rangers action in right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You think that's going to be an hour and a half game? Is that what we're doing there?
Dude, that would be Eric Nadel's dream.
That's right.
So when we worked nights, Kevin and I would come in and we would laugh the whole time because there was a time when, A, the Rangers weren't that great, and B...
What?
Well, no, yeah, we have to be honest. If we didn't win all the World Series, Mike, but they weren't that great, and games could drag out.
Are you saying that the pillars that ended up being Mazzara, Gallo, and Odor didn't bring us what?
Championships?
They didn't?
They didn't bring us playoffs.
Well, we'll find out.
No, we won't find out. That's over. Those are done. But those could turn into five-hour games. Like, they were long baseball games. And you could hear it in Eric Nadel's voice because the thing that he would say, it would always be, he would point out the pitcher and where he ranks on average game length, and you would be like, this is going to be, we're in for a long night, guys. You can tell based
Eric
on that.
Eric has been pretty honest in saying, like, if the pitch clock and these new rules wouldn't have came into effect, I don't know if we would have ever heard Eric Nadel do radio again.
You think, because he was like kind of tired and done with it?
Yeah, I think one, obviously, I don't know, you'd have to ask him. But
and we can.
We'll ask him tomorrow at 11.
But I just think that the new rules made the game the pace that he grew up watching, the pace that the game was played at. I believe, I'm not sure about this, you'd have to ask Eric. I think like 84 might have been his first year with the Rangers, but I'm not 100% sure. But the game used to be played at a 2.5 hour pace all the time.
Yeah.
That was what the pace was. In fact, when my dad played in the 70s, the pace was about 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Wow.
And there was no pitch clock.
Yeah.
There's just the way the game
was
played.
Everybody knew what they were doing. They were trying to get up there and get through. And
so the game throughout time changed into a 3-hour and 17-minute game. They added a whole hour to it like 40 years later. And it was like, this isn't as fun. Even the games that have lasted a while I've been doing it, like then you get to the end and it still wasn't a 3-hour game.
Yeah. So Reggie, no, I'm not predicting that tonight's Rangers game will be an hour and a half.
Okay.
And then you can focus all of your attention on Mavs and Stars. But I'm also not saying that it couldn't happen.
Okay.
Well,
right?
Here's the good news. Tanner Bibee's right-handed.
We got three righties to go up against this week.
Oh, good.
I think it's all, I saw earlier, I think it's all right-handed pitchers for the Cleveland Guardians.
10 runs soon come.
Yeah, so this is a positive thing, and I don't understand it. I can't explain it, but I guess Josh Jung being out, Mike, you pointed that out earlier.
That's a major impact. He was last year a .327 hitter with a .995 OPS against lefties.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, you had a dude batting fourth or fifth in your lineup who destroyed lefties.
Yeah.
So if you got to it, you were in trouble. Now, Garcia overall has decent numbers this year against lefties, but a lot of those numbers were created in April.
Yeah, and he
May
needs to find
has been
his
a
swing.
Very tough month for Adolis Garcia.
I did have a little section that I kind of created for myself, Mike, and it said just Mike questions for Mike because you were gone for a while. But when I saw Max Scherzer talking about this over the weekend, I don't know if you have plans to talk about this later, but when he was talking about, hey, look, maybe we should just let the sticky stuff happen. Do you have a feeling on that? Because he's talking about the injuries.
Right.
And he's like, look, man, and I don't know how other players feel about that. I feel like pitchers are like, yes.
I always had rosin and pine tar on my fingers pitching. Obviously not my whole life.
Okay, yeah.
But
I just came out of the womb.
But when I would throw my bullpen sessions, when I would throw in the game, I would get a little sweat from my forehead or neck, and then get a little bit of rosin, get a little bit of pine tar to have a little bit of tackiness. Here's what I don't know. I don't know how much more the spider tack or the sunscreen with different, like, let's say, rosin and stuff, like, how much more tacky were their fingers based off of how tacky our fingers were, let's say, in the 90s and early 2000s, where you just used your rosin, but you'd get a little bit of tack from the pine tar to help the grip out. If you don't know this, high school baseballs have huge seams on them.
Yes, they do.
I mean, you don't need anything besides if you're just really dripping sweat. You don't need tackiness to a high school baseball. The seams are so exposed. Like, so
when they collect more air and
when you go to, and you can throw the crap out of curve. Like, I remember going back and throwing some high school balls and throwing a breaking ball, like, oh crap, my breaking ball breaks like 3 feet with
it's
these
back,
things.
Baby.
And then you get a major league baseball, you're like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. They are made more like a pool cue, like a pool ball. Like, it's the there seems there, but they ain't there. And so you really do need a little tackiness. I'm not saying, I don't know, maybe spider tack is too much.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more tacky that is. To be honest, a guy like Derek Holland would be a little bit better to ask, because I don't know what year spider tack got created or products like that, where you didn't have to do rosin and pine tar and just kind of come up with your own little solution type of situation to get a little tackiness. But I don't know. I think we're to the point now where we've known now for a decade, teams have known, if we tell them to max throw the ball as hard as they can, spin the ball as fast as they can, with death grips on the ball, we know we're going to blow out the pitchers. We know it. They know it. Everybody for every organization knows it. But that's what they decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we want to blow out our pitchers. We're hoping it doesn't happen, but we know we're going to blow them out. But we also know that for the 1 to 5 years, we're going to get what we need out of them. Well, and then they're going to be hurt for 15 months. And then we're going to use them for 1 to 3 to maybe 5 more years, and then they're going to blow out again.
And Dr. Meister said he doesn't think that's the whole picture, but he's like, I think it is one factor in it. So I can't just say, if I'm a GM owner, if I'm involved in this conversation, Mike, if I'm just like, well, then just let them do it. And because we want them to do all these things.
Nobody has the solution. Because in a weird way, whether it was Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, Steve Carlton, different pitchers, Don Sutton, go to the guys that pitched in the 70s and 80s, or you can go even back to the 60s. How did they throw 9 innings, 160 pitches? It wasn't like they were efficient and only threw 10 pitches per inning. They were getting strikeouts.
Yeah, they were.
They were throwing a lot of pitches, and they pitched every fourth day. Then it changed to every fifth day in kind of the 70s/80s. And they stayed healthy, and they threw 300 innings. Now you can say, well, today's hitters are much better, and there's a lot more power, and even like the wood is a lot better. Instead of just using ash, they use different types of wood. Obviously, maple came into effect. Now there's birch. There's different things that guys use that are better wood to help out with the hitting.
Nutrition's better.
Right, but something happened, right? And also, those guys, and I'm not saying no team should do this, but what if a team did do this? What if a team said, our pitchers are never going to pick up a weight? The only weight, the heaviest weight they're going to pick up is a 5-pound weight. Our pitchers are never going to lift weights again. They can do push-ups. They can do sit-ups. They can do rubber band stuff.
Calisthenics.
They can do Job stuff. They can do stretching. They can kind of, I know in a way, do Tom Brady stuff. But we are not going to pick up another weight from a pitcher for 3 years. In our organization. Now, no team would ever do that, because most likely your team's going to throw slower.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely the spin rate to throw the bastard breaking ball that you need will go down a little bit. But what if all our guys are healthy? What if we take, I'm just throwing this out. What if we take 10% away from Paul Skenes? the generational pitcher, topping off at 103, throwing the ball on average 100 miles an hour. Let's get him down to throwing the ball 95 to 98. His breaking ball isn't as good. His changeup's going to be the same. There's nothing that changeup-wise you're going to change there. So he has a good changeup. He has a great breaking ball. We're going to take 10% away from his breaking ball. But we know he's going to be healthy for the next 15 years throwing 10% less. Now, obviously nobody knows that.
It's not as
but
sexy.
But wouldn't,
that feels like a pretty good deal, though.
Wouldn't that be a good deal to be like, you're never going to miss 15 months one time and then another 15 months another time? Like, let's just face it. Paul Skeens most likely in his career is going to miss 36 months because he's going to have a reconstructed elbow twice in his career. But he's going to be awesome when he's 100% healthy, most likely. Or, and the thing is, we don't know this. This is the tough thing. Meister doesn't know this. Andrews doesn't know this. These are the lead, you know, obviously Dr. James Andrews is somewhat in the past, but still, you know, a person who knows a lot about pitching and elbow reconstruction, and now Meister's the best. There's other people that know this that are very good at reconstructing elbows and helping out. But if you knew that if I could just get Paul Skeens to throw the ball less hard, but still very hard, above average, major league-wise, to throw still a really good breaking ball, but not strike out 30 guys in 15 innings in AAA, but I'm going to keep him healthy for 15 years.
It just seems,
I'm going to be able to throw him 230 innings per year instead of 160 innings per year.
That does seem like one of those things where a team has to be willing to test it, or tests have to be done.
I know,
but guys
who
that have
would
that,
ever do that?
Aren't guys that have arms and ability to do that aren't going to agree to it because I could go make hundreds of millions of dollars throwing that hard. So,
but if you were running the Rangers, I was running, let's say, the Nationals, and Reggie, you were running the Pirates. I'm just throwing out us running two other random teams. We would never, because how quick would we lose our job here's the deal, we're never lifting weights anymore, and we're going to tell our guys to not throw the ball as hard as they can on a regular basis.
Being an innovator, really, you risk something because, like, it is not the status quo. Like, you risk being laughed at, and in this instance, you risk losing your job. It's tough. Like, we've seen the benefits of the innovations, right? Like, imagine if the money ball strategy doesn't work and you're just the team that did not spend a lot of money and then lost, right? It does not.
Exactly.
You just look really bad.
You have to have an owner that's like, hey, whatever risk you're going to take, do it. You got 5 years. Good luck.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. And I know that this is a name we shouldn't say.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't know. I don't know how smart or not smart he is. But Trevor Bauer has stayed healthy throughout this whole thing.
That is enough out of you right now, Mike.
Throughout this whole thing. And I'm not saying he has the answers. Believe me, Trevor Bauer believes he's the smartest person ever in the history of ever. But what he's doing hasn't hurt him yet. And what I'm saying is physically. What he's done off the field has obviously blackballed him out of the game probably forever. But I don't know. Now, he does the heavy ball stuff. And you know, there's people that have theories on that.
All right, let's have our conversation with Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider, next here on The Fan.
Dallas up 3:50 seconds left. Jalen Williams right in the grill of Kyrie Irving. Shot clock at 8. Irving trying to get free. Timer at 5. Irving goes to the left, floater. Good.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Big time game happening tonight on both fronts for the Mavs and the Stars. Don't forget, you can hear the Rangers right here on 105.3 The Fan. But on the line right now is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, how are we doing today, man?
Yeah, you guys got me?
Yeah,
okay,
we do.
Here we go.
There we go.
All right, there you go.
Now,
I have to call back in.
Danny, the other day I asked you, I think one of the first times we talked, I asked you about playoff Kyrie, and I meant to say playoff Kawhi, but you answered the question. You did a great job, and I appreciated it, but there was something that just was different about Kawhi Leonard in the fourth quarter on that run with Toronto for the championship. I was kind of curious because it feels like we have Kyrie playing that character, and where he's transcendent in the fourth quarter, he's a different player, and it's hard to match him. Can you talk about what Kawhi was like in fourth quarters and how did he change?
I mean, he was amazing the whole game. Obviously, he took over in the second halves, but he played well for us. He was on a tear that we've seen no other before, you know. So only some of the, like, people that you put in that category are some of the greats, like, you know, Mike, you know, maybe Larry, Magic. You know, you've seen those type of tears in the playoffs. So he was playing unbelievable basketball, but you could tell in the fourth. And for us, we was making sure he was healthy and rested and had the, you know, endurance and conditioning to do so, because he's playing a lot of minutes, not only carrying a load offensively, but defensively too, you know, guarding Giannis, guarding Jimmy, guarding those type of guys. So, but he was unbelievable, man. He was just locked in, and he took it upon himself. He's not an emotional guy. Shows a lot of, you know, expression through his actions or just, you know, yelling. So you can never really tell, but you could tell he was super locked in and focused. And Nick did a great job of getting him to his spots. We had good people to get him where he needed to go and get going. Marcus Saul setting good screens. K-Lo getting the ball ahead. Pascal was, you know, coming out party. He was running and jumping and doing what he did in transition and making the game easier for him. And myself just trying to space the floor for him. So we gave him good pieces around him to operate. We had Fred come off the bench, Norm come off the bench, and those guys played unbelievable too. So we had a squad. And we had guys that today, now, you guys are looking at unbelievable pieces for teams that didn't even play for us. You know, OG was in the hospital. He had a cyst that bursted, I think, and he had sit out the whole playoff. So, you know, we had a really good squad.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of going to next, is what kind of confidence does that give everybody else that we know we got that guy and that's going to make everything easier for us?
A huge amount of confidence, especially when he's leading. Like, we always know we got somebody we can count on. You know, as you can see, certain guys are trying to get the ball to Jalen Brunson. Like, all right, you know, they got guys there that can hoop too. So Dante can hoop, Josh can hoop, but they're like, you know what? You know, we need a bucket. We know we can get to this guy. Philly, same thing with Tyrese and Joel. When you got those type of guys on your team, you know that things are going to be okay. There's never a chance where you're out of the game. You know, there's always an opportunity where you can get back in the game, or win any series.
Do you see, like, this series between the Mavs and the Thunder right now, do you see it as, well, this team has two guys that can do that, and Shea's only one guy, or is there something different going on there? Because this has been a fun one for us as Mavs fans after the first game.
Yeah, I kind of see a little bit of all angles. I'm looking at what the others are doing, and PJ Washington is really stepping up for you guys.
Yep.
OKC has got some good pieces too. You know, right now, so they're still growing. Those guys are growing into being those pieces, being a 1-2 punch with Jalen Williams. Right now, it's just Shea. He probably needs more help, but I think it's more than anything, it's his size and rebound. They don't have, they lack that. They have good pieces off the bench too. But yeah, they said they don't have many guys. I think Jalen is underrated, and he's a guy that you can go to in the fourth, and he does make plays and make big baskets for them down the stretch. I just think that they're just very premature right now, and they're still growing and becoming more solidified as those two stars.
So you mentioned PJ Washington. He's knocking down his looks. That has been the sacrifice Oklahoma City's willing to make, trying to make the game as difficult on Luka and on Kyrie. Do you change that in game four if you're Oklahoma City and say he's going to shoot his percentage? He's going to get back to his percentage that he usually shoots?
I don't know. He's some guys have really good series. He's on a tear right now. I would adjust and change some things. I think the guys you want to leave over and the guys that are not shooting in and shooting confidently. Like, he's shooting very confidently right now. So I think the scout report would be to change that a little bit. You know, you can't just let him continue to get 25-plus. I think he has more 25-plus games than Jason Tatum right now, which is unheard of. So.
Well, then when it comes to, let's say, Derek Lively, young 20-year-old, and obviously Chet Holmgren, better than Derek Lively, both having impacts in this series, and Chet can be an offensive weapon if he gets it going. What can Chet Holmgren do, one, to get his game back to where it was in the regular season? And obviously we hope it doesn't, but yeah. We know how talented he is. And then what can a guy like Derek Lively, who's having an impact, but at times he is 20 years old and a rookie in this league right now in the playoffs?
Oh, no, I think we may have lost him.
Oh, man, I should have asked a better. Maybe I asked two questions in one.
Well,
it
was really,
it up.
I thought they were both really good questions that you asked in the one question. So, like, I thought
just
they were just
going to the two young guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I understand. And
too much.
I think
he said that you're too much.
I think he cut out right at the end of the first statement. So I don't think he was quite there. I think it was just a connection situation. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. Are you Are you concerned about Chet by like at all?
Yes, I am because I think he's great.
Okay.
And so why can't
offensively or
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like why I hope not. But why can't there be a game? If we had Chet Holmgren, wouldn't we go, dude, he's going to break out of it? I know it's a different sport. Who was it last year that was being – was it Wyatt Johnson who was pretty crappy for the Stars in the playoffs? Or was it Robertson?
Robo, yeah.
Right, and we kept going, but he's great. He's going to be great. Look how young he is. He's going to be great.
It'll happen at some point.
Yeah, and so aren't Oklahoma City fans kind of doing that with Chet, going, hey, at some point he's going to take over in this series and it's going to be an issue for the Mavs?
Yeah, maybe so, especially if they've seen him do it during the regular season and they think that he can. But, Mike, if you'd like to re-ask that question, go ahead, man.
Mr. Danny Green, I was asking about Chet Holmgren and what he can do to maybe be a better player in the series. We obviously hope he isn't. He's impacting the series. I don't want that to sound, but offensively, is there something he can do to become a major threat to the Mavericks?
Yeah, sorry I lost you guys. I don't know having the phone call drop, but I appreciate you sticking with me. But yeah, I think Chet has to do what he kind of did against New Orleans. You know, when they go bigger, he kind of stretched out, you know, Jonas Valanciunas. He's got to knock down that shot. He's got to be like PJ for them, where he's taking a shot, knocking down confidently. Obviously, he's doing well protecting the rim and doing those things, rebounding. But for him, is you know, try to stretch out guys like you know Gafford, Lively, and make them come out on the floor more, and maybe set more screens and getting those guys involved in pick and rolls, making them guard Kai and Luka. And then when they do, you know, sometimes you got to mix in the role, you know, put more pressure on the defense because picking and popping is easy for them to just rotate around. But when he does pick and pop, knock down a shot, but I think mix it up, you know, rolling to the basket, Lamar being more forceful with. You know, being a lob threat and making them kind of get out on the floor a little bit more.
I believe Derek Lively is 4 of 17 in the series from the field. Obviously came up big in hacking him and making his last 4 free throws and going 8 of 12 from the line. When do you feel like a young player like Derek Lively, a rookie, feels more comfortable in these big moments?
When he makes the shots, you know, every shot you make, every free throw, he gets you more and more confident, more comfortable. And, of course, when you have your stars backing you, you have guys like Kyrie telling you, just take the foul, man. Take it as a compliment. You don't need to do all that and run around and run away from guys. So when you have your stars encouraging you, your leaders, and they're backing you, that makes it a lot easier to just play your game and be confident with each shot and with each free throw, you know, kind of feeling like you're not letting your team down, but just building confidence and helping your team win games.
We've kind of been laughing a little bit about Derek Lively running away from Chet during that one play where they were clearly they were clearly trying to hack him, and they were playing tag out there, and I liked it. I was kind of curious though, when if you're on Oklahoma City's side and coaches said, all right, we're gonna go ahead, we've already decided this is how we're gonna change the game. Are you like, hold on, that's not how I wanted to play, or are you believing, oh, we can beat this team?
Like in terms of not fouling,
yeah,
play him straight up 1-on-1.
Yeah,
I mean, I think most guys prefer that, but it's a tactic, and I feel like it's a you know a tactic you have to use when in a situation. I think their situation was close. I feel like you know the team probably is like, you know, let's not get in that situation. Let's make sure we beat them and winning and confident, comfortably to where we don't have to do that. But in case of emergencies, you have something to fall back on. So I think that's same way for just.
Danny, my last question, hopefully the phone stays with us here, is what do you see happening tonight? Do you see the series being tied up at 2 or Dallas taking a 3-1 lead?
I see a series being tied up at 2. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
They had a really good 2 games. I don't know if they're going to win 3 straight. I think Luka will have a better game. He'll have a better game. He's been hobbling back and forth. I think they are getting a little fatigued, but I feel OKC is going to play a lot better than they did. And so both teams, I feel like a lot of teams throughout the playoffs have been kind of up and down. You just never know who's going to show up on what nights. And just in general, overall, not just the stars, but the others. I think the others will play better for them. I think you guys, others will play well. I don't know if PJ can keep up that 25-point-plus. So we'll see if that happens. If he's going to have to continue to do that, him and Tim Hardaway are going to have to continue to do that. If Kai has only said, and we were talking about before I got cut off, before I lost you guys, is Kai in the fourth quarter and Kawhi. I think Kai is special. He has to continue to do that, but I think he also needs to do it early in the first half because I think it's wearing on Luka a little bit. So, but with that being said, I think that series might be even. After tonight's game, I think it might be even now. I still have Dallas winning this in 6, but I think they're going to probably tie it up 2-2 tonight.
Okay, and then my last one will be, did Denver kind of hurt Minnesota so much that they could win four in a row? I was in Denver. I was covering the Rangers and the Rockies, and the Denver fans were done. They were like, I can't believe it. We're going to lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves and get swept. And I was like, well, let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, people were going crazy. I thought it was wild and disrespectful, people thinking that that team would get swept. I said, they might lose a series because it's a hole. It's a really hard hole to get out of. But Denver's going to win at least two games. I didn't think it would be back-to-back, but I'm like, there's no way a defending champ is not going to win two games. If anybody can do it, it's Denver. I've seen them come back 3-1 before we played them in the bubble. And they have the group to win four straight games against anybody. Doesn't matter if it's on the road or at home. I know they lost their first two at home, but we've seen it plenty of times. A team has gone 0-2 and come back and won series 4-2. I think they're very capable. I don't know if they hurt their confidence that much, but they're just a really good team. You know, people fell victim to the one game where Minnesota beat them by 30. Obviously, the first game they lost, but it was a close game. Najee Reed had a great fourth quarter. But the 30-point game is all, Minnesota's so much better than them, and they're not that good. They're not the same anymore. It's like Denver probably had one of their worst games as a group, and Minnesota had a really good game as a group. And not taking anything away from them, they did play great defense, but Minnesota goes as far as Karl Anthony Towns as well as he plays. And, you know, some nights it's good, some nights it's great. He had a really great night. Some nights, it's, you know, he'd have to have play really great for them to win. I also think that they probably need to make some adjustments in the fourth quarter with, you know, putting Nas on the floor instead of Rudy. But, yeah, I think the series is going to be a good one. I think it's going to go – it could go seven. But, yeah, Denver for sure. I said I didn't count them out. I didn't fall victim to the moment. I knew they would definitely win at least two games, moving against Sweat. But it's going to be a hard series for them to win, but they definitely can win four straight. But Ant seems very confident. If that team follows that confidence, I think they'll be okay, and they can stretch it to seven.
Great stuff, Danny. Really appreciate your time, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime, man. Appreciate you guys.
There he goes, Danny Green. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, Hall 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, tomorrow at 12:20, we'll have Billy Corgan on. Yeah, that's right, the Smashing Pumpkins lead singer and a big-time sports fan has brought us, has been confirming with us here.
Yeah, he's got season tickets to all the Chicago teams.
There you go.
I've heard him do a bunch of interviews, and he's very well-versed in all the sports.
All of them, huh? Yeah. Cubs and White Sox.
He got them all.
Yeah.
He got them all.
And the Bears and the Bulls.
Yeah, Bears.
And the Blackhawks.
Yeah, Cubs.
Yep. There you go. So we'll have that at 12:20 tomorrow.
Big guy.
And Eric Nadel will join us at 11 because, Mike, you are preparing for his event on Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night at the Kessler. That's all sold out. Oh, but man. The auction, anybody can win the auctions.
There you go.
Is there a dinner or lunch with you? What's the deal working with you?
I do know that there is a meal.
Okay.
At breakfast. I believe it's called Encina, which is half a mile from where I live, pretty much, in
which
my neighborhood.
Which is right up your alley. You're totally
which
happy
is
with
a
that.
Really great restaurant.
So you can just stumble home afterwards?
I could. Honestly, there's times where we have a whole bunch of restaurants that me and my wife can be like, well, we know that we can just walk home.
Mm. Yeah.
This, we can walk home from the Kessler, but that's a little bit of a walk.
A little bit of a walk. Yeah. Not too much, though. This brought to you by D&M Leasing. And, guys, I do have things that I wanted to ask y'all, but y'all haven't seen Mike for a week, so I wanted to give y'all a chance. If y'all had any questions for Mike after his long tour with Bally as he was doing the baseballing, do y'all have any questions for Mike? You, one at a time, y'all can raise your hands.
Did you pack enough underwear?
That's the question I wanted to know.
No, of course not.
No.
Did you go underwearless at all?
No.
All right.
Bought new ones?
No.
Flipped them inside out?
No.
Washed them?
Just wore
them? Just wore them?
Yeah.
Just wore them?
Yesterday, yeah, it was just sweat. The last 2 days.
Okay.
It's not bad. Right. Is that why Dave started getting a little bit irritated?
I packed 9, but... You know, do some workouts, play some golf, you know, whatever. So it just, you know.
It happens.
I tell you what, I'm going to be a much better packer. I'm learning. I'm a rookie.
You are.
But I don't need as many sports jackets.
Yes.
Then I just we're on camera for 30 seconds.
Can you go into the Rangers clubhouse and be like, hey, I need some undies?
Grays. Can you get some grays?
I don't know if I could. I don't know. That's a good question.
Some of John Gray's underwear.
Thought of that.
Yeah, well, no, grays. There's just the gray shorts you can wear.
I mean, former player, you
sliding
might have
sliding shorts. You can wear some sliding
shorts. Boy, I tell you what, when you don't pack enough pants or whatever, which I did, but man, I'm good at spilling barbecue sauce and stuff. Like if you know that you need to keep these clean, it's impossible.
It's over, dude.
But when you have five pair of jeans that you pack and you don't really need five, you're like, I never spilled. I could have just brought one pair this time. But
In the cities you were in, Oakland and were you Kansas City too?
Mm-hmm. And Detroit.
Okay, so all the cities had at night, the games were pretty cool, right? So you could keep your jacket on.
Yeah.
But what about when you get to these cities where all of a sudden.
Such a jacket on guy.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting come summertime. But tough thing for Denver, we thought it was going to be in the 70s and maybe even up to 80.
You
and
didn't
beautiful.
Have enough clothes.
It was cold there, really cold. But how do you know 8 days, when we left for Kansas
forecast.
City, it was going to be 8.
Dan
we don't
Brunoff.
Know.
Dan Brunoff will tell
Man,
you.
Dan's he's doing biceps. There's no way that he knows 8 days from now what the temperature is going to be.
And he's only concerned about the Big D. He's not concerned about Denver or
Denver's
wherever else.
Denver's
Denver,
a Big
the,
D. What do you think there,
the
bro?
Mid D?
Probably the Mid D.
The Rocky Ds.
The Rocky Ds. When you have a season going like this, do you think you can hold out faith they're going to get healthy, or is this just mission impossible at this point?
Where'd this guy come from?
Already. It's gonna be a great show.
I'm honestly concerned about the health of the team.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Guys will get healthy. But you know what happens when guys get healthy?
More guys get hurt.
Other guys get hurt.
Yeah. Oh, come on!
They're never gonna be healthy. Like if you're wondering what will be the when Max Scherzer and Malley and Bradford and DeGrom and Evaldi, because I forgot he's and Dunning. Like what happens when all of these guys get healthy? They're not.
I mean,
they
might
all get healthy, but
under.
Then other people will get hurt.
I'm with you, man.
And so you won't really ever have the situation on. You have Dunning and Heaney, and maybe even Bradford have to go to the pen because you're all. No, you don't have. You'll probably never have to worry about that situation.
You learning anything about the guys you're currently pitching?
Well. So far, Urania has been in his two starts. And then he has a lot of heart, if that makes sense. He has some guts.
He's competitive.
And you just don't know because he's never been a Ranger.
Yeah.
Moxie. So, his chutzpah.
Yeah, he's got some chutzpah.
Is that guts?
Yeah, okay. Gumption.
Yeah, he has that. I think the young guys, and I'm not speaking out of turn here, Bochy said to the media, some of these young pitchers are going to have to step up. Yeah. They don't have any other options.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Owen White, Jack Leiter, Lats has stepped up. Lats has done a great job as the lefty, but they're asking a lot because he's the only lefty in the pen. So, yeah. You know, how long can he keep this going without maybe feeling fatigue and wear and tear? Cole Wynn got off to a great start. He's having a little bit of a hiccup right now. I love Cole Wynn as a person, but there's no other option. They don't have any other option except for these young guys for at least the next couple weeks, and if not the rest of this season. They're going to have to get some big outs. And then if they get the big outs, somebody's going to have to get a big hit.
Yeah. That's been an issue. But with the young guys, Jack Leiter, I might be making this too simplistic.
Okay.
But it seems like everybody we've talked to, Colby Lewis at the beginning of the season, when we've gotten to chat with CY, the rest of the players, it's all mental. Like they say they see it. He's got the stuff, but it's all mental with him.
The game, to me, watching him, and I'm rooting for him, but the game speeds up on him, and he says, I'm going to bulldog you right here. I'm going to throw it by you. Nope, sorry, it's the major leagues. Doesn't work. Now, if you want to Paul Skeens it, if you have 103 in the bag, which he doesn't, then do that, but you don't. So going from 95 to 97 does not affect a major league hitter at all. In fact, they're like, please throw it 97 over the middle of the plate. Watch how far I can hit it.
Yeah.
And so right now, I would say for Jack, he's going to have to take these moments. There's going to be runners on base. There's going to be moments. Can he execute slower? Can he throw the ball slower in well-located spots? And if you want to throw the ball harder, you got to set it up because they know it's already out. They all know at some point I'm going to get 96 in the upper part of the strike zone. So if you know it's going to happen, even if it doesn't happen one pitch, like, okay, fine, it's going to happen next pitch then. And then they're just taking advantage of knowing what he wants to go to. He wants to go to 96 in the zone, upper part, middle, and they're major league hitters. They're not missing that pitch.
Mike, what happened to David Robinson? Was the weather that did it affect him? It looked like to me he was trying to rub up the ball. He couldn't really
he was
gripping
spikes.
It.
He was knocking his spikes a lot. I will say this. I will give him all the credit in the world. After the game, he said,
stood there. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I screwed up. I lost this game. Do not blame the weather. Do not blame any of this. I was miserable on the mound and should have been better. And to me, I think it could have been. I remember, Corey, do you remember interviewing him in spring training? And he said, I hated Chicago.
Yes.
He hated the weather. So obviously that was kind of Chicago weather.
So he's the baseball. He didn't like to play in the rain.
Yeah.
But he didn't go, well, it was the weather, guys, and I couldn't get a grip, and my feet were, you know, it's a little bit muddy. Yeah. He just said, no, I sucked, and I need to be better, and I appreciate that it could have been those things. But instead he said, I need to be better. That was unacceptable.
How tough a time would you have had Saturday if that Mavs game had, like, started at 8?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
I guess not as bad as I thought, if that makes
not
sense.
Not as bad as when you were
now,
a player.
Now, I will say this. I asked Boach, I was teasing him because he was like 5 minutes late to the dugout, and I got there like right about when he got there. I was like, you're watching the Mavs too? and he laughed. He was like, no, I just got out of a meeting. But I was like, Mavs won 105-101. And he was like, oh, good. And he was, you know, he's into sports. He does like sports. Yeah. So.
The way this is all kind of lined up, though, it's been beneficial to you. You've been able to hang out with Nadell and Sandler and watch a little Stars action the other night. So had a good trip. I'm happy for Mike that he's awesome. Back.
Yeah,
and hopefully he'll never back, leave man. Us again. So we'll see how that.
You're
all
fired
goes.
Up today. Is that because you haven't worked in a week, or it's Mavs game day up 2-1? You think
both? Yeah. How about that? You have Mike a lot. Like when last the last time I worked, the Mavs hadn't clinched the series against the Clippers. They were still trying to win game 6. So,
so you got so many takes.
Yeah. Just and then the Stars, obviously, were still in battle with Las Vegas. So here we are. We're up 2-1. And who doesn't feel good after a Saturday when both teams go up 2-1? It's just the opposite. If we come in and you're down 2-1, it doesn't mean the series is over. But the feeling is we're not going to come back.
Are you as annoyed watching Lou Dort play basketball as I am?
You mean rugby?
I mean, I know that, look, Patrick Mahomes.
Talk about one of those guys that play in the NFL.
Seriously. Like, if the Mavericks, like, you make way more money playing basketball than you do football, so he made a smart decision. But, I mean, he would be a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys right now. Like, but he's just doing his job. I can't fault the dude for doing his job is to make life miserable on Luka Doncic, and that's what he's doing.
What do you guys got coming up on the show, Graham, today?
Pure Gold, as always, Majors. Thanks for asking. Tune in for the Cy Young Show at 4:20.
There we go. Chris Young will be joining the show. to answer all the questions that Mike didn't answer just now. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Billy Corgan and maybe Kevin. We'll see you tomorrow on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.